Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the audio conference call of Prumo Participações e Investimento S.A.'s financial results for the second quarter of 2023. Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you should require operator assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Today with us, we have Eugênio Figueiredo, the CEO of Prumo Participações e Investimentos S.A., and CFO of Prumo Logística S.A. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Figueiredo. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. I would like to welcome you to our Prumo Participações second quarter of 2023 earnings call. I'll go through some of the highlights, and then, as stated, we'll have a Q&A session. On the second quarter of 2023, Ferroporte handled 6.2 million tons of iron ore. This represents an increase of 43% compared to the 4.3 million tons in the same quarter of 2022. Revenues coming from the iron ore take-or-pay increased 2.7% from 266.4 million BRL to 273.6 million BRL because of a higher take-or-pay tariff. Revenues from port access tariffs coming from vessels coming into the T-oil increased 31.8% on our quarter-over-quarter comparison due to higher number of vessels coming in and a decrease in the tariff discounts. Ferroporte distributed to Prumopar and Anglo in the second quarter of 2023, 261.3 million BRL as dividends, and Prumopar share of it was 130.6 million BRL. When we go to EBITDA and the margins, we had on the second quarter of 2022, in terms of the margins, 79.5% of the EBITDA margin on this quarter, keeping the adjusted margins varying around 80%, as you can see in our release on the graph. EBITDA itself amounted in this quarter 200.5 million BRL, representing an increase of almost 25% on the quarter-over-quarter comparison on 2022 to 2023 figures. When we put the focus on the ESG topic, the main important point here is to highlight that Ferroporte was going to put still in the year of 2023, the plan, the elaboration of the plan for the decarbonization of the operations and the processes of the company. This is going to be developed within this year. Passing to the highlights on Ferroporte's consolidated financial statements, I would like to start with some highlights on the income statement. The main drivers for the revenues increase were actually, as mentioned, this robust increase on the port tariff revenues coming from the vessels on the T-oil of 31.8%, with a total number of operations in the first half of 2023 amounting 74 operations. The services rendered increase of 18.2%, mainly coming from some maintenance being rendered, maintenance services actually being rendered by Ferroporte to some other companies at the port. When we take a look to the costs, the decrease of 36.6% mainly coming from the less expenditures in maintenance costs when we compare to the second quarter of 2022. On operating expenses, we have an increase on this Q2 number in due to the ICMS taxes that was actually paid by Ferroporte, but in the IP appear here on this income statement, but they were reimbursed by Anglo American, and those ICMS taxes, they refer to the asset transfer that was envisaged to happen since the beginning of the operations of Ferroporte. In terms of the net income, increased 24.8% on the quarter-over-quarter comparison. When we look to 2022 second quarter to 2023 second quarter. Moving on to the balance sheet, we have the cash flow to the ca- to the cash flow, sorry. We have the cash flow coming from the operating activities increasing 17.6% of the comparison on quarter over quarter. And the total amount of the cash flow from operating activities were actually 302.3 million BRL. In terms of CapEx, there was an increase of almost 55% due to the purchase of conveyor belts mainly, and some maintenance expenses as well. Moving on to the balance sheet now, we can see that the cash and cash equivalent increased almost 5% on the comparison, amounting 174.9 million BRL. And it's important to highlight that Ferroporte is still continuing to make all the distribution of the excess cash, respecting the minimum cash mechanism that was implemented. Moving on now to the results of Prumo Participações, I would like to bring your attention to some topics. First, on the income statement, we had the net financial income of 28.7 million BRL against a loss of 179.9 million BRL in the second quarter of 2022. And we had a total net profit amounting of BRL 90.4 million versus a loss of 133 in the last year. This was mainly due to actually the FX movements of the appreciation of the BRL. Moving on to the cash flow on Prumo Participações. So the main topic that I would like to highlight, it's actually when we take a look to the escrow accounts on the second quarter 2023, there's an increase of a little bit of almost 89 million BRL, but that was only due to the postponement of the payment of last year that was actually done on the first day of 2023 instead of the last day of 2022. So that movement explains this because it was a bank holiday here in Brazil on the last day. On the balance sheet itself, we can see that Prumo Participações reported a cash and cash equivalents of 0.7 million, which is a decrease of 75.3 when we compare to the March 31st position, and this reflects the debt served and permitted loans granted to the related parties by mid-year of 2023. At the end, Promopar's equity was 17.2 million in the second quarter of 2023, from a negative of 73.2 million in the first quarter of 2023. as a result of the net profit of the period itself. So those are the main topics that I would like to highlight on the explanation. And I would recall the operator to go to the Q&A session, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone at this time. If at any point you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Please hold while we poll for questions. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Please hold while we collect your questions. Thank you. Our first question comes from Matias Wesnack with Fundamental. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning. I have two short questions. The first one, could you go through the minimum cash policy at the Fraport level and what it means in terms of money today? And secondly, could you explain the decrease in the revenues from the oil terminal during the second quarter comparing to the first quarter of this year? Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Matias. The minimum cash policy was actually implemented when we first started to have the repayments at Ferroport level to the shareholders of, at that time, the intercompany loans that were contributed to implement the project. So this policy, it's actually looking forward in terms of the next period, in terms of expenditures on CapEx and OPEX, to keep this minimum cash within Ferroport. And that's the way we calculate what's the extra cash, let's call it, to make the distributions. So in terms of looking forward at every distribution now as dividends, because we end up on paying the intercompany loans in the beginning of actually last year, 2022, look forward to what will be the expenditures in terms of cash and CapEx for the next 60 days. We keep those at Ferroport level. So after that, everything that's extra, depending on, of course, on the expectation of what's going to be the expenditure on that period, we provide the extra amount to be distributed as dividends flowing from Ferroport to Prumopar and flowing to Anglo as well on the same proportion. So that's the mechanism that's implemented since the beginning of the repayment of that intercompany loan back there in 2016, if I'm not mistaken. But that's the rule and the regulation. And it's important to highlight that this mechanism was, at the end of the day, the one that kept the company running in 2018, when the operations from Anglo were idled because of a problem at the pipeline, and that minimum cash that was kept at Ferroport level was able to provide the necessary funds for the operations to move on and to go on until we could see the restart or the resume of the operations on Anglo, and consequently the take or pay flowing in. Because in 2018, Anglo claimed to have a force majeure event and stopped to make the payments, if you recall the recent history on this. So this is to to tackle your first point. And when the second point, when you requested about the difference in terms of the revenues coming from the T-oil, so the vessels coming in, comparing the first quarter of 2023 and the second quarter of 2023. So what we saw, it's in terms of volume, a little bit, actually less volume coming in the second quarter. It's something that's in a way a little bit seasonal, and but if you compare the first half, which we had on our table on the report as well, the first half of 2022 with the first half, the entire 6 months of 2023, there was a very robust increase of more than 150%, coming from almost 16 million BRL on this first half of 2022 to almost 40 in the first half of 2023, when we compare those.
Great, thank you. So if I could follow up on the first question, so today, well, as of June the 30th, Ferroport had around 175 million BRL in cash. That is the minimum cash for Ferroport.
Yes, now it is, and but it varies with the expectation looking forward. As I said, on the next 60 days, expectation of OPEX and CAPEX expenditures. So it will vary depending on those expected amounts on the next 60 days. But right now, you're right. You're correct.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone at this time. Please hold while we collect new questions. Thank you for holding. Our next question comes from Thomas Lehmans with Barings.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, Thomas, perfectly.
Hi, hey Eugenio, how's it going? So two questions. I think this is a follow-up from the previous analyst. So can you explain what is behind the quarter-over-quarter decrease in the revenues coming from the from the iron ore business, 3.8% negative quarter over quarter? That's the first question. And then the second question is regarding the free cash flow statement in the Prumopar level. I'm a bit confused, to be honest. So when I look at the dividends received, right, I mean, it says that during the first half you received 206 million, and in the second quarter you receive 130 million, right? So there's a big jump, kind of quarter over quarter, in terms of how much you received. So I'm slightly confused in that 130 million. Is that kind of first half, or is it just the second quarter, or does it incorporate the whole distribution, including the Anglo, or not? That's the part that I'm slightly confused, because it looks like a big jump in terms of the dividends received. Thanks.
Okay, Thomas. So starting with your last topic, it is a big jump, actually, but it's not the whole amount. As you can see, we reported almost 262 million of total distribution coming out of Ferroport. So that would be the total amount. In our share, it's 130.6, which is exactly the amount you described. So it was a big jump from the first quarter on the second quarter. And sometimes we have, as I explained on the minimum cash as well, depending on what's going to be the expected amount to be disbursed as CapEx and OpEx, a little bit more or a little bit less of minimum cash, depending on the expectation on those. And on this second quarter, the distribution was pretty high compared to the first one. But it was a very strong distribution on the second quarter. Yes, that's true. On your first question, you're requesting the comparison of the first Q 2023 to the second Q 2023, right?
Yep, on the iron ore.
FX. Yes. So that's, remember that the take or pay tariff, two factors apply here. Yeah, so first is the correction or the escalation, which is the PPI that kicks in every year. But that tariff, that's over the US dollar denominated tariff. Then we have the translation of that US dollar denominated tariff applying the PPI to BRL, actually, which is the amounts that you can see here on the results. So we had a difference in the variation on the FX translation of the US dollar to the BRL. And that explains the difference on the first quarter to the second quarter. So it was on the first quarter 280, a little bit above 284, and on the second quarter 273. But that's the only component of variation that's different between first and second quarter, the FX variation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Please hold while we collect new questions. Ladies and gentlemen, since we have no further questions, I would like to invite Mr. Eugenio Figueiredo for his questions. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, I'd like to again say thank you very much to all of you that participated in our second quarter earnings call, and we will be back with the third quarter's earnings call really soon. So thank you very much. Bye-bye.
This concludes today's Prumo Participações Investimento SA's financial results for the second quarter of 2023. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.